Hello and welcome. This is DJ C at ACBRadio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, reporting for Main Menu. As many of you know, I'm fascinated by weather-related type programs, and I'm always looking at new ones. I'm always reviewing them. The one I'd like to share with you today is only good in the United States. This means that if you're outside the United States, while you might find this report informative, you certainly will not be able to or want to download this program. I mean, you would be able to, but you would not probably want to download this program because this only gives data for the United States. The program is called Weather Bug, and this program can be had free of charge from www.weatherbug.com. That's www.weatherbug.com. The program, as I say, is free of charge. And at first glance, when you first install this program, it's not too terribly speech-friendly because it's fairly graphical. But you get out your writing ability as far as your screen reader's set files go. In my case, for WindowEyes, the set files for WindowEyes. Or, of course, if you're using JFW, you can script it. And once you've done a bit of manipulation to this, you can actually get it to work quite nicely. I would say that it is something that you would have to actually customize, this particular program, because they've got graphics on the screen for different areas. Let's review the screen right now. We've got the weather bug running in the, it normally is minimized out to the system tray. You can bring it up by left or right clicking it for different things. We've got it up on the screen now. Let's go to the top left of the screen here.
Top left.
And the first line at the top.
My weather bug for Sacramento. Caught 95,825 left paren V2.7 right paren.
The very first thing it shows is, it says, my weather bug for Sacramento, California. That's the location, because I live in Sacramento, California, and this is the location. And it shows my zip code, 95,825, and then it's got the name of the program, Weather Bug Version 2.7. That's the current release.
Hourglass.
And then we can go down.
10:41:41 a.m. live from Deer Valley, HS Antioch. Ka. Close 05/15/01.
Okay, now, a lot of information on that particular line. That particular line shows the location or the weather station that I'm monitoring. In this case, it's a place that's a couple of hours south of where I live. It's a place called Antioch. And I'm monitoring the school down in Antioch because that's the closest location to me. Unfortunately, we don't have a school that's running this particular program up in the Sacramento area. So I had to go down to the Bay Area to actually have it display information. Right in the middle of that, you also heard it gave the date. That's the date and, of course, the time that it last took its reading. And that changes like by the minute type of thing. You certainly would not want to have, say, all turned on with this particular program because it's continuously flashing information on the screen. Now, so it's given all that information. And there is a graphic right in the middle there. You might have heard it say close, and that's a graphic that I labeled close. That actually means just go back one level. Then we arrow down.
Alerts.
Now, alerts, that's an actual graphic. And when there's an alert, one thing that's cool about WeatherBug is it will actually, when you have an alert, you know, a tornado warning or flood warning or something, it'll actually trigger a sound. Then we go down and we start with the actual lines of information.
73 degrees, 49%, 51 degrees today, high 78 degrees, low 58 degrees, Instacams radar.
Okay, lots of information. It gave the highest temperature recorded so far for today, and it's still morning here, so we're still climbing, of course. It gave the highest temperature, it gave the humidity, it gave all kinds of information. And it also, at the end, there were a couple of graphics, Instacams and radar. Instacams are cameras. You can actually click, and if you have enough sight, you can certainly go out and you can look at the cameras in your area. And you can see what kind of weather it's actually doing. Like if it's pouring rain, you can actually see that. Radar is basically the same thing. You can zoom in and you can look at the current condition and what's doing for your area or for a travel city even. You know, you could look at, I live in Sacramento, California, but if I wanted to look at Boston, I certainly could do that. Boston, Massachusetts. Then the next line.
62 degrees 1. H 76 degrees 30.02 S 0.00 cloudy Wednesday partly cloudy high 85 degrees low dash dash forecast travel weather cool links.
Okay. Again, lots of information on the second line, and basically it was giving me, it told me that at the moment it's cloudy outside. I got that. And tomorrow it was going to be 85 degrees for the high on a Wednesday, as we're recording this on a Tuesday morning, and it was going to be, the low wasn't specified yet, because the low for tomorrow has not been published. And then also at the end you had some links. You have forecast. You have, if you click on forecast, it will give you the forecast for Sacramento. You have travel weather, so you can specify a city, and I will show you that. And we have cool links, which are pretty cool. They have a whole bunch of interesting links. For example, you can go to a glossary, weather trivia. You can do weather trivia. It's quite cool. And also some other useful links. So you might want to, you know, you might want to pick this program up. It's pretty cool. Let's see what the third line says.
71 degrees. S9 west northwest 19.00 slash H0.00 sunrise 5:53 a.m. sunset 8:10 p.m. moon phase 47% graphic setup.
Okay, great. All kinds of information there as well. And that actually showed me the temperature. It's now currently 71 degrees. The wind is south at zero or something, some such. My rain gauge has 0.0 rain. We've had no rain for this month. Let's see, what else did it say? It showed me the sunrise, sunset, and moon phase. So the moon phase, it said, was what, 49%, I believe it said. So it's far away, and that changes also by the, well, by the Earth's rotation, of course. And then at the end, we had a button that says setup.
Graphic. Setup.
Right there. We had a button that says setup. All in all, it's a pretty cool little program. Let's go back to the top of the menu here. Now, I've developed a set file. Let's actually look at the set file and see if I can get it to work.
71 degrees.
71 degrees. That's the actual current temperature. And now, as you see, I've got it broken down.
71 degrees.
So it's saying 71 degrees. That's the actual temperature.
48%.
48%. That's the current humidity that we have here in Sacramento. And like I say, I developed a set file, and if you're familiar with Windowize, basically I'm using just user windows here for the different coordinates.
30.02, 0.00.
30.02.00, that's the barometer, the barometric pressure.
South-southeast
at 8 miles per hour, that's the current wind conditions that we have.
Today.
Well, it's just saying today. For some reason, it's not reading the entire line.
Today.
And I'm having some problem with the set file actually displaying. The problem with WeatherBug is they use a very non-standard window here. 1 minute it does work, next minute it does not. But basically what it should have said is
today,
high and low temperature. And it might not do that because maybe the SoundForge window is kind of interfering with it. Because normally it does work. But it would have given you the high and low temperature.
Cloudy.
Right at the moment, it's the current condition. It's cloudy.
Wednesday.
And Wednesday, again,
Wednesday.
Same thing. It doesn't want to display it. I suspect, again, the SoundForge window is covering it, but it would have read tomorrow's conditions, high 85, low 42, or whatever it is, you know.
Sunrise 5:53 a.m., sunset 8:10 p.m., moon phase 47%.
Moon phase 47%. Sunrise and sunset and moon phase.
0.00.
And then how much rain is in the rain gauge for this particular month?
0.00.
And that's basically the way it works. So basically, if I want to go to a different city, we can do that.
Travel weather.
I'm going to go to travel weather.
Left.
And I'm going to left click on it.
Edit box. Graphic.
And I'm going to wait for that window to open, which takes a second. And then I'm going to...
My weather
I'm using my my mouse pointer again. Okay,
search by location.
Search by location. So
city, state,
city,
zip
state,
code.
Or zip code. I can search one of three ways. So
I'm
just going to left click on where
D-R-A-D.
It says city, and then I'm going to
edit box city.
Tab over. So let's say I wanted Kansas City. So K I N S A S C I T Y.
combo box, state.
And then the state, it's combo box, and I want Missouri, and that's under the M, so I'll just...
Me, 21,
that's, Maine.
Of 52. MD, 22
MD,
of 52.
No, that's not what I want.
Ma, 23
no,
of 52.
MA.
MI, 24
MI.
Of 52.
That's, let's see, I want Missouri. Is that the one I want there, Don?
MN,
oh, Michigan.
25 of 50.
MN, no.
MS, 26.
MS.
MO, 27 of 52.
And there it is, MO. There we go. That's the one I want.
Edit box. Button. Go.
And the next edit box is for zip code, and then we have go. And press
edit
space
box.
Bar on that.
Graphic. Downtown Kansas City, MO.
Here we go.
Pointer.
Downtown Kansas City. That's what I want.
Default. Button go live.
Go live. What that means, when I press that button, it's actually going to display
left.
Information
edit box.
For Kansas City, including any alerts, by the way. If there's an alert, we'd hear it, and you never know. There could be a sound alert. There may not be. Apparently, there is not. But we now can look. I'm in Kansas City, and we can actually check the temperatures for Kansas City to see what the temperature is.
88 degrees.
88 degrees in Kansas City at the moment.
43%.
43% humidity, so not too bad there.
29.79, 0.01
is the barometric pressure.
WSW 0.
Southwest, or west-southwest, I guess it is,
hourglass.
At 0.
Day. Today.
Today, and again, it's still not going to read them, I'm sorry, but it's not going to read them.
Partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy at the moment.
Wednesday. Sunrise 5:59 a.m., sunset 8:29 p.m., moon phase 47%.
And the sunrise, sunset, and moon phase.
2.72.
And 2.72 inches of rain since the beginning of May for Kansas City, Missouri. So it looks like my bros in Kansas City have had some rain. Boy, oh boy.
Kansas backspace city dash.
So then
backspace.
We have
E M.
I can close the window and return to the Sacramento area.
My weather bug for Sacram 10:52:42.
Which I just did, and I'm back at Sacramento. There's lots more interesting things with weather bug, but I don't want to touch on too much for you with it, other than to say it's a very
button.
Very good
Eagle.
Program.
Eaglets.
And I would suggest, if you're interested in this sort of thing, that you download this program. Again, you will need to use a set file to configure it. But once you've done that, it should work very well for you. You can customize an alert sound, although they use a chirp. But anyway, it's a cool little program. WeatherBug from www.weatherbug.com. Now, the second program I'd like to look at is only good for Australia. So if you're in Australia, you would be interested in this. It's a program called Weather Stats, and it can be gotten free of charge from http://birdcagesoft.com.au. That's http://birdcagesoft. .com.au. And the program is free of charge. And let's go into the window for
Stats Australia.
With
Stats
it right
Australia.
Now. This program, as I say, is only good for Australia. It is no good for anywhere else. It was written in Australia. It's similar to WeatherBug, I guess, in the fact that it's for Australia. But basically
glass.
What you'll do is you'll... It's set up of this program. It's really easy. He's got combo boxes and list boxes. It makes it really, really simple. This guy's done a real nice job with this freeware utility. So what we're going to do...
Button. Graphic.
Now, we have some buttons here. We have forecast. We have...
Button. Graphic.
Minimize to sys tray, radar. And he's got several other buttons
button.
Here.
Graphic. Button. Close.
But we'll go to the just the close button, and then we'll just tab over here.
Combo box. New South Wales. 2 of 7.
New South Wales, and this is a combo box. We can read them up and down. We've
top.
Got...
Victoria 1 of 7.
Victoria.
New South Wales 2 of 7.
New South Wales.
Queensland 3 of 7.
Queensland.
Northern Territory 4
Northern
of
Territory.
7. Western Australia 5 of 7.
Western Australia.
South Australia 6 of 7.
South Australia and...
Bottom. Tasmania 7 of 7.
Tasmania 7 of 7. So... We're going to go to
New South Wales.
New South Wales is the area that we're going to look at here. And then...
Combo box.
we go to the combo box, which has the listings for New South Wales, Australia.
Top, Albury Airport 1 of 87.
We have Albury Airport.
Aberdeen, 2 of 87.
Aberdeen.
Armidale Airport 3 of 87.
Armidale Airport.
Badgery CK, 4 of 87.
Badgery CK.
Ballina Airport,
Ballina,
5 of 87. Bankstown, 6 of 87.
Bankstown and so forth. And the area that I'd like to monitor is a place called Penrith. So we're going to just type P.
Parks Airport, 64 of 87. Penrith, 65 of 87.
Penrith is the area I care to monitor. Also, Sydney is here, of course. We're going to monitor Penrith. That's the area I've chosen.
Combo box.
The next one...
Top temperature, 1 of 10.
...is just what information do I want displayed... actually, it displays all the
top
information.
Temperature, 1
you
of
have
10.
Temperature.
Dew point.
Dew
2
point.
Of 10. Relative humidity.
Relative
3
humidity.
Of 10. Wind direction.
Wind direction.
4 of 10. Wind speed.
Wind
5
speed.
Of 10. Nautical wind speed. 6.
Nautical
of 10.
Wind speed.
Wind gust. 7 of 10.
Wind gusts.
Nautical wind gust.
Nautical
8 of 10.
Wind gusts.
Barometric pressure. 9 of 10.
Barometric pressure and.
Autumn. Rain since 9 a.m. 10.
Rain
of 10.
Since 9 a.m.
Top temperature 1.
So it shows a list of things you can monitor. Of course, temperature is probably what you would want for the most part. So, and that's there by default.
List box. Top metropolitan 1 of 5.
And then they have the areas within. I believe it's the areas within Penrith. Of course, I'm not Australian. I'm not too familiar with what I'm trying to show you here. But
top
we have
metropolitan 1 of 5. State 2 of 5.
Metropolitan state. I guess this would be the type of forecast that I can get.
Alpine. 3 of 5.
Alpine, I'm not sure what that means.
Provincial, 4
Provincial, I'm not sure what that means. And...
Bottom, coastal, 5
coastal,
of 5.
Coastal, 5 of 5. I guess these are the type...
Top.
I believe they're the type of forecast. That's what they seem to be. And then we have...
Button, graphic.
Different buttons. Now, press the space bar on this first one.
Button, graphic.
And we're waiting, and I believe it's the forecast. At least I hope it's the forecast.
Weather forecast. Edit box. Bureau of Meteorology, New South Wales Regional Office issued at 3:31 p.m. on Tuesday, the 15th of May 2001. Sydney Metropolitan for tonight and Wednesday, cloudy periods overnight and morning with a chance of light showers. Then fine again Wednesday and rather warm during the afternoon. Light to moderate north to northeast winds this evening, fresh at first near the coast, tending light to moderate northwest overnight and Wednesday. Press's forecasts and temperatures. Sydney overnight or morning shower, then fine. Min 15, max 24. Liverpool overnight or morning shower, then fine. Min 13, max 24. Richmond overnight or morning shower, then fine. Min 12, max 24. UV index 3 high, decreasing to 2 moderate under clouds. Headline chance of light showers overnight and morning. Fine. Warm Wednesday afternoon.
And as you can see, it read just the whole first window.
Min 15, max 24. Liverpool overnight or morning shower, then fine.
Let's see if there's any more.
Sydney. Min 15, max 24. Min 15, max 24,
let's
Liverpool, overnight or morning
here.
Shower,
we'll
then
just
fine.
Go back
Min 13,
here.
Max 24, Richmond,
and
overnight or morning shower, then fine.
This,
Min 12, max 24, UV index 3 high, decreasing to 2 moderate under clouds. Headline chance of light showers overnight and morning. Fine, warm Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, fine. NW southwest winds. City Min 13, max 22, Friday showers developing. Cooler at southwest winds. City Min 13, max 19, Saturday showers clearing. Southwest
as you can see, this
city
is quite
12,
detailed.
Max 19 trend for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, fine and cool to mild days. This forecast is issued daily at 0430-1125 and 1530. Copyright Commonwealth of Australia 1999-2001, Bureau of Meteorology.
And there we go.
Button. Close.
And then we have a button.
Edit box min 15 max 20. Button.
Which we
close.
Close this particular window.
Stats temperature 11.3°C. Button. Graphic.
And as you see, it gave the temperature as 11.3 Celsius. It only will read the temperature in Celsius because this program was developed for Australia. So it said 11.3, and for people listening, that translates to 51 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's the temperature. Anyway, it's a pretty cool little program. WN Stats, weather, I guess, weather stats, the name of the program from birdcagesoft.com.au. Pick it up, it's pretty cool. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.